Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's start with Stidham. Take us back to a year ago. Do you project him to be a high-level NFL starting quarterback during his career? Do you think he can be the answer for Belichick long-term?
He was a great backup, in my opinion, coming out of college at Auburn, and had a chance to be developed into a starter. Now, you go back and you watch him against your Jets. They threw him in that game. He threw an interception. Bill got annoyed and pulled him out and put Tom Brady back in the game. They were up by about 50 points. So from everyone I talk to in the organization, they're excited about his development. He has so much potential. He is gifted. He's been through a lot in his life. He's got some character and some grittiness and toughness to him, but he's not ready yet. I mean, that's the bottom line. He is not ready to lead the New England Patriots, in my opinion. Brian Hoyer's there, and he's a really good backup, but they're going to have to make a decision on what to do in terms of, is it bringing in a veteran like Andy Dalton to kind of stem the tide between now and when Stidham is ready, or is it drafting another quarterback that they think is going to bring competition and potentially outplay Stidham at that number one quarterback position? So it's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out. But the one thing I know from talking to people inside the organization, it's all about patience and waiting to see how the market plays out and not jumping into something too early when they're not ready for it.
Okay, ESPN draft expert Todd Machey this morning on Get Up with Mike Greenberg. It's our number three, Felger and Maz, here on Monday, April 6th. Big Jim Murray in our Town for Tire Studios. Maz and I on remote. A lot to unpack from that report this morning, Maz. Let's lead it off, though, with your Rodenheiser take.
Yep, hot sports takes brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. Go to Rodenheiser.com to learn more. So, look, I find this particular item by McShay to be very believable because it is consistent with things that we heard coming out of Foxborough at the end of the year, specifically from Greg Bedard, who indicated to us that the Patriots thought that Jarrett Stidham was on a similar trajectory to Jimmy Garoppolo, and that he wouldn't be ready really until maybe the third year, that he needed 2 years of seasoning before he was ready to be a starter in the NFL. So I find it completely believable. And I'm sort of settled at this stage that I want the Patriots to have three quarterbacks this year. I want a veteran guy there, and I want two young guys there. And so I want them to draft someone in this draft, and if Stidham is not ready, then they turn it over to Hoyer and or Andy Dalton or whoever it is that they want to go out and pursue on the open market if there's a deal to be had. And at the same time, I want competition on the inside between Stidham and whoever the draft pick is, because to me, that's the best way to address the long-term problem.
Okay. On the report, so you take it at face value. You don't think there's something going on here. Like, I mean, this is sort of how I start with these analyses of, you know, where does the report come from and is there a point behind it? And so what's significant is that so many of the local guys have been, you know, pretty adamant. It's Stidham and Hoyer. It's Stidham and Hoyer. It's Stidham and Hoyer. It's Stidham and Hoyer. It's Stidham. Stidham, Stidham, Stidham. Stidham's a guy. And here comes Todd McShay, again, sort of off the top rope from the outside, saying the people he talks to in the organization say, not ready, not ready. So who do you believe?
I tend to believe the local guys on this just because I feel like, well, especially someone like Curran, who's been spot on, well, like anything that he's had in the last year and a half, you know, with the goings on between Brady and he felt like he was leaving. And
it's true.
You know, a lot of this has been shoved down our throat here since last year at training camp that, ooh, Stidham looks, I've never even seen a rookie quarterback look this good in camp. That's even better than Garoppolo. And it's like, okay, what's going on here? Is this a sell job? Well, the sell job's been going on for a while, and that's why I've now been led to believe that Stidham is the next guy. So I think what they're maybe trying to do here is maybe manipulate the draft board a little bit. Maybe they have some interest in another quarterback to push Stidham, someone else young that they can bring in and try to develop under him in case it goes sideways with him once he gets out there and is the full-time starter. Or, and it's something you brought up earlier, Mike, maybe they're just trying to goose Stidham and that, like, all right, we know you're the guy, but like, maybe you're getting a big head about it right now, so calm down.
So that would be my only conspiracy theory, Maz, that, you know, they don't want Stidham to think the job is his, and so they're putting it out there that, yeah, he's not quite ready, and, you know, they're going to bring in more than Brian Hoyer, and to let him know that. And that, because that's the only thing I can think of that I don't know what else they would be leveraging. I don't know why that would help them at the draft or hurt them at the draft for McShay to come out and say, the only guy I think that they are would be angling, unless I'm missing something, is Stidham. It ain't your job, kid.
Well, look, there's also the possibility that they're reflecting what they feel, that it isn't necessarily leveraging or some sort of play. It's just what they really believe. Now, look, again, because it depends who it's coming from specifically inside the walls there at Foxborough. I'm just telling you, I believe it because Bedard said something similar at the end of the year. And so what really has happened to change Jarrett Stidham's development since the last time the Patriots played a football game? Tom Brady has left. Has Jarrett Stidham gotten more time behind center in the time since Brady has left? No, the answer is no, of course not. So I think that there is a chance here, probably a good one, that Stidham is not ready yet and they have to cover their ass for that.
Okay. And once again, that name comes up, Murray. There's that name again. The Red Rifle, the Red Rocket himself, Andy Dalton. And that was, again, first floated by Peter King, and we played the sound earlier, on January 9th. January 9th, Peter King comes out with that. It's like, what the hell is this? Where's this coming from? And there's that name again, Murray, Andy Dalton. Have you wrapped around your head around the thought yet that you'll be doing post-game shows on the Patriots next year talking about the performance of Andy Dalton?
No. And when I sit here and think I can't be any more miserable than I am right now, given the situation. If that is to play out, well, turns out the fall will be just as bad.
So I actually want it. Like, that's my first choice. I brought up Cam Newton and Jameis Winston last week, or I stopped on them. I started considering them because I just think the prices are going to be so tempting. You know, you can get a guy like Cam Newton or Jameis Winston, first overall picks, league MVP, Super Bowl quarterback in Newton's case, for nothing, for free. And you're not exactly stocked at the position and stacked at the position. So that's going to be hard for the Patriots to turn down. And maybe Andy Dalton will be free too. You know, maybe the Bengals, they're going to draft Joe Burrow. They're going to, no one's going to trade for Andy Dalton. Why would you when you're going to release him? And then they're going to release Andy Dalton and he'll be there for free. And I'm telling you, here's what I think the best case scenario is, Maz. The best case scenario is that Stidham is the guy. Stidham's the guy. But it doesn't have to be this year. As you said, if Bedard and these others are right that Stidham's not quite ready, well, that's fine. I can wait a year. I think the team was willing to wait a year. The team, remember, originally, I think, believed Tom Brady was going to cave and not take that crappy offer in Tampa Bay and was going to come back here for one more year on just a crappy Patriot deal. And they almost were right. You know, that almost happened. But Brady gave him the Freedom Rockets, and, you know, now he's a Tampa Bay Buck. But they were willing to bring Brady back for one more year. And so they may not think Stidham's ready. And if he can still be the guy, just not in 2020. And so I'm more than okay with a one-year stopgap guy. And I actually think Dalton might be the best fit. He's not the most talented guy. He might be the least talented guy among Newton, Winston, and Dalton. He might be the least. But I think he fits them the best. And if this thing's, and next year is going to be all about Bill, then bringing in Cam Newton doesn't really make sense because he can freelance and, you know, run around and make a bunch of plays out there, but that doesn't really tell me about Bill. If it's all about Bill, Andy Dalton's the guy. That's who I think I want.
Well, so Dalton to me is the most coachable. Newton is the most accomplished. I just think Winston will never get it. Okay, I just feel like Winston doesn't get it. Newton, to me, has a better chance of getting it. I think Newton is an accomplished quarterback in the league, but I just think that his ego is going to make him a tough combination with Belichick. And so at this stage, Bill needs someone who's going to do what he tells him to do and maybe has a little bit of experience. And I think right now the veteran guy, again, because to me I like the model of a veteran guy with two young guys. Okay, I want three quarterbacks on this roster. And right now the veteran guy is Hoyer. If you can upgrade there and draft some competition for Stidham, then I think you're in a good spot.
Okay, that's sort of the one thing I don't want. And we'll pick that up on the other side. If they go into the draft this year for a quarterback, I think that would be a bad sign. And if they do it next year, it's an even worse sign. But McShay had some names to consider when it comes to the draft. Maybe the Pats are in the draft this year for the quarterback position. And if so, he's got an idea for us. You'll hear that, and then we'll get to your calls. The phones are open at 617-779-0985.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go. Sports Hub app.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Dugger Fez. Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
If Bill wants to take a quarterback in the second round or the third round, Todd, who are we talking about?
Jacob Eason from Washington, who got beat out by Jake Fromm at Georgia, is the most talented of that second tier quarterback, I should say, in this year's class. He's big, he's strong-armed, he can make all the throws. I just don't see him being a fit. Mentally, I don't see him being in that quarterback room and being able to have those conversations that Tom Brady has had for, 15, 20 years with Bill Belichick. I think Jake Fromm makes a lot of sense, but he doesn't have the physical tools that you would ideally look for. But if you're going to bring in Andy Dalton, I would rather have Jake Fromm because he's the same guy physically, and he's younger, and he understands the game at a high level. Of all the quarterbacks I've sat down and talked to in the last 2 years in college football, in the meeting room, like just getting to know them, watching them, listening to what they're saying in response to one play to the next, Jake Fromm is the smartest, most mature quarterback that I've been around in the last 2 years. So Fromm would make a lot of sense, even though physically he doesn't have the tools that you're looking for. And he's struggled in bad weather in New England. Obviously, that's an issue.
All right, that last little bit notwithstanding, Maz, the more you hear about Jake Fromm, the more you like him, huh?
Yeah, what I like as much as anything is the acumen, the aptitude. And that, to me, feels like a Belichick kind of quarterback. That you've got a guy, again, who's played in a big conference that showed great promise as a freshman, maybe has regressed a little bit, and you know, so some of the hype on him has died, meaning that you can get him right now at a good price. That he's a good value pick in the middle rounds of the draft. And so when I hear a guy like McShay say that he's got more understanding of the game than any quarterback I've talked to in the last couple of years, I hear Patriot. That's what I hear, Patriot.
OK, Okay, so the reason I don't want them drafting is because, to me, I don't want to restart the clock. I want Stidham to be the guy. He doesn't have to be the guy this year, but I want him to be the guy. Because that's the best case scenario. Then you're not wasting any more draft picks. You're not wasting any more time developing a guy. I mean, I think that's sort of self-evident, right? That if Stidham's a guy, that's the best case scenario. But he doesn't have to be ready this year. And if he's not ready this year, that's fine. Then I'll bring in that stopgap guy. I'll bring in Andy Dalton. I'll bring in Cam Newton. That's fine. But if they go back in the draft this year, now you're sort of resetting the clock, Maz, or next year, then it means that what you've tried so far has failed. And it's like, yeah, but no, I'm not willing to do any of that.
Okay, what if Stidham can't play, Mike? And when I say can't play, I don't mean now. I mean, what if when they give him the chance, they find that he actually can't perform? And you just said in the last segment, you want them to maybe push Stidham a little bit. To me, the best way to push Stidham is that I don't want a quarterback in the first round. I'm not telling you that. But I would take another guy in the mid rounds just to let Stidham know this is not your job for the long term. If you bring in just a stopgap guy and you tell Stidham, we think you're the guy who's just going to take another year, then you still have the same problem. I want him goosed. I want someone on his back.
Okay. If they're drafting a guy just for that, fine. But if they're drafting a guy because they need a guy, that means they're in trouble. That means they have no plan. That means they have no guy. But your thoughts, everybody. 617-779-0985. Aaron in New York. Bring us back. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah. I want to discuss what was Bill Belichick thinking last year's draft? He drafts Damon Harris in the third round. Why? Clearly because he was the best talent available. The Patriots are loaded at running back. So obviously Belichick's drafting him because of his talent. Also, when the season starts, and what? He's not talented enough to play five snaps? What is this?
Okay, so, that was a frustrating pick last year, which will lead us to this bigger question. How's our confidence level in Belichick here drafting-wise right now?
Not good, considering the last three drafts. I think the last three drafts have mostly been misses as a whole. So right now, I don't feel great about it.
I mean, I would tell you overall, look, he's in a bit of a rut, but my personal feeling is not any worse or better than it usually is with Bill. And I would tell you that I think that, you know, Bill's pretty good. So I'll take my shot. He's in a rut, but you can look at that the other way and say he's due, man. He's due to start hitting on some of these because they've had a dry run here for about 3 years now.
Right. Like everybody else at the draft, he has his ups and downs. Which means he's due. He's due, Maz, for an up. I mean, when's the last first-round pick that they've hit on that's done anything? I mean, we've talked about this, right? Like, you almost have to go back to...
It's Chandler Jones.
The Chandler Jones draft, which was what, Murray? 2011?
12.
2012. I mean, it's like... So you got to go back 6, 7, 8 years before you find him, you know, drafting a guy in the first round that actually had impact. He drafted some lower round guys like Trey Flowers that had impact. But to hit up there, it's been a long time. So he is due. He is overdue. Ed in Weymouth, your thoughts on Andy Dalton. Go ahead.
What's up, Mike? I completely agree with you on the Andy Dalton situation. He's had a lot of above 500 finishes. I get the point that he's not a big game player. He's failed in the playoffs and all that. But I mean, with coaching with Bill, you know, I think that he could turn him into something decent. And I don't know if it's going to be if he's going to come in and expect to be the number one guy, or if they're going to, you know, have him go up against, I don't even know his name.
Stan, I'm going to let you go. So Dalton's another guy, Maz, that if you bring in Dalton and Stidham just plays boobs out, you know, just plays out of his boobs and beats Andy Dalton out for the job, great. And now is Andy Dalton going to pitch a fit if he's sitting behind Stidham? I'm sure he's not going to be happy, but he's sort of a tweener guy where, you know, he has that understanding that, you know, you're going to compete for the job, nothing more.
No, look, in a lot of ways, he's a perfect fit for them because he's a guy that has played well enough in the NFL at times to get into the playoffs. At the end of the day, he's better than Hoyer, which is the way I look at it, and say, I want someone like Hoyer, but better. I just think Hoyer sucks. So if it's that kind of guy, fine. But I'll tell you, I would still draft a guy in the middle rounds. I would take a shot with Fromm.
Chris in Hartford. Hi, Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're missing the point here. Bill Belichick, the greatest coach ever,
as we talk about, Brady, when he came in with Bledsoe, that's a system, okay? That is a system. And if Stidham was with Brady the last year and you bring Hoyer in, they can coddle him. McDaniels can take care of him. So go ahead and draft defense. They're going to be okay with that. What do you guys think?
Okay, so that was Murray's point, that if Bill's so great, and it's all about the system, even if Stidham isn't exactly ready, Murray, if he's close enough, they should be able to manage him.
That should be good enough. You spent all this money on your guards. You have protection up front. Feels like to me you're still going to try to win games via defense. So if he's that good and McDaniels is the offensive genius that he is, you should feel comfortable with going with Stidham and protecting him and just having him, you know, be a game manager type quarterback. And that's the way I've been under the impression this is what the year's going to be like. But now, according to Tom McShay, he's not good enough. So that's why I start to think, like, any of these guys you want to bring in, any of these bum losers that are out there from Dalton to Winston, that to me would reek of desperation by Belichick in that he feels like he needs someone that's more talented right now for 2020 than Jarrett Stidham. And what's that about? Is it about the Shula win record that he's chasing? Or is it, there's a lot of talent down there in Tampa, and I can't have Tom have a better record than me. So, no, I need to have a real quarterback, or at least a more talented quarterback than which Stidham is right now, because I have to still win. I have to be the. I have to be better than Tom.
So, Murray,
I think that plays in. I do.
That's so cynical. What? Maybe they just want to win as many games as they can win because you know they're not going to the bottom of the league. So if you're going to be 6-10, 7-9, you might as well be 9-7, 10-6. Like, there's no difference being in that grouping, so win as many games as you can. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but what's that really about? Because you know deep down you're sucking.
Winning.
You're not going to win. But you're not going to win a championship. Like, we all know that. So what are those extra few wins about? Like, oh, I got to make sure I'm 10-6. If Tom and the Bucks are going to be around that too. Like, nope, I have to prove it was more about me, and that's what it's about. That's why I need to have a hair better quarterback than what I have right now, because I have to have a better record.
Murray,
I'm telling you that plays in.
You are about to, and the rest of you people, meaning Patriots fans, you're about to experience what the real world is like, which some years the goal is to win the division and then see what happens, and then that's a good year. And for everybody else, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with, there's no ulterior motive, Murray, to trying to win the division and get into the playoffs and then seeing what's happened. Why can't that be the goal versus I got to prove something?
Yeah, he's got to prove something. The reckoning's coming for him, and he knows it too. It was about Brady this whole time.
Yeah, look, I mean, just quickly, Mike, yeah. I'm not telling you that Belichick's immune to that sort of stuff, because I think the Malcolm Butler thing, his ego got in the way. Okay, so there was something Bill was trying to prove there. And again, multiple theories, multiple potential happenings that led up to it, whatever. But in this particular case, I think the whole thing is reset in Bill's head. And if there's anyone that's great at blocking out all the, you know, the stuff that can pull you off the beam and off the line and get you distracted, it's Belichick. I think it's about just putting the best team on the field and winning as many games as he can.
It's Felger and Maz on a reentry Monday. Maz Mondays are brought to you by East Boston Savings Bank.
Yep, maybe you're looking to finance a home mortgage or commercial real estate property, or maybe you're just looking for a free checking account. Whatever it is, visit ebsb.com, East Boston Savings Bank, getting it done since 1848. Murray with the latest, including some significant developments on the golf calendar.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Maz.
That guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Meanwhile, a couple of Brady items from the weekend. One was a Ian O'Connor story on ESPN, which was prominently played. I don't think there's really much new stuff in there, but there was one paragraph that caught all of our attentions. So here's what Ian O'Connor wrote about Tom Brady's departure from New England and arrival in Tampa. He said, "Measured against Belichick, Bruce Arians is a stand-up comic with a funny-looking cap and a strange way of managing defeat. A famous quote of his is, quote, win or lose, we booze." I'd never heard that before. That is tremendous.
Me either. He's a big fat party guy. He always looked the part. Now we know for sure.
Win or lose, we booze, Maz.
Should have gone into radio.
O'Connor writes, though people close to Brady believe that he was looking for a little bit more humanity in his coaching, and then in parentheses, Tom was Belichicked out after 20 years, said one friend. And that Arians' let's grab a couple of beers and sneak in nine holes approach will be a welcome change. Some league officials, who know all parties, wonder how Brady will adjust to a head coach who doesn't quite match Belichick's maniacal hours or attention to detail. So a lot of it's packed in there. I feel like the Patriots have been putting that out for a while. Like, Tom, once you get there, you're going to realize the grass ain't always greener. You know, you're a workaholic like the rest of us around here. And when you go down there, it's going to drive you nuts that he wants to go play nine holes on a Wednesday. You know, so I feel like, I don't know who's putting that out there, but that's been a common sort of, you know, off the record bit of commentary we've heard about Brady the entire time, that it's not going to be a fit for him, and he's going to realize it once he gets there. But people close to Brady saying he was Belichicked out, and that Arians' approach will be a welcome change. That was sort of a significant thing right there. Something we had known, but just sort of reiterated there, Maz.
Oh, and I don't think there's any question. And so what I think the people that are perpetuating this idea that Brady is in for a reality check with regard to the coach and that he won't adapt well to Arians' program or anyone else other than Bill, I think are missing the point. Brady didn't want that anymore. I mean, he was done with that part of it. Hell, I think I saw today he just joined a golf club in Florida, right? Huh. So it's
Which
not
one, do you
like
know?
It's on the East Coast. Seminole?
Seminole,
I think it was.
Yeah. Seminole. That's heavy hitters.
And so I just think that you don't leave Belichick if you still want to approach the winning with the same kind of intensity you have in the past. And I think that Tom has downshifted a little, and he doesn't want Bill anymore. And that's what people who want to cling to that keep missing.
So, and by the way, I don't support Brady on that. I mean, in other words, yeah, I support him. Whatever he feels is best for him or whatever he wants in his life is great. But
sure.
I don't celebrate that. Like, aw, it was too hard for you here? Or Bill was too mean? Or he didn't, you know, whatever, like that sort of thing. This creeping neediness by Brady that sort of crept into his thing, this diva-ish. And not that he's a diva, so I'm saying diva-ish, you know, down the road, down the line towards being a diva, I think has crept into him the last couple of years. And I don't celebrate that. Then he had his Players Tribune story that posted this afternoon. Again, nothing bombshelly here, as you might expect, but a little hints, few hints here or there. Murray's pointed out a couple times. This is a portion that just caught my eye, talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He says, "They've welcomed me as one of their own. They want to listen to what I have to say. I'm excited to be embraced fully for what I can bring to the Bucs. In turn, I'm ready to embrace fully a team that is confident in what I do and what I bring and is willing to go on this ride with me." So I just think there's a little bit packed in there. You know, they're willing to listen to what I have to say, and they're actually excited to have me and want to have me and support me, and so I'm excited to be with them. And I think there's a subtle message there that the Patriots were not fully embracing of Brady here down the stretch and may not have listened to him very much in terms of what he wanted to say. And maybe this goes back to the thing Stewart's been telling us for a long time. He and Josh McDaniels. Your thoughts there, Mass?
Oh, I think that's exactly what Brady's message is, that as he got toward the end, that Belichick started looking at him differently and says he's not the same guy anymore in terms of his attitude. And so we're going to give him less of a say. We're going to de-emphasize him a little bit if we have to. And Brady took that as they don't believe in me. By the way, I also left out the biggest point, which is they wouldn't give me the contract because they didn't believe in me.
Right.
And so I think all of those things, Brady interpreted it as a, you don't believe in me anymore. And the fact that the Bucks were willing to put their money where their mouths were suggests to him that they believe in him. And so he's all in with Tampa.
And I also don't think that means strictly football either. I mean, you read that again. I'm ready to embrace fully a team that is confident in what I do and what I bring. Well, what else does he bring? His wacky training methods, which Bill hated and hated, trying to be implemented to other players on the team.
So when I read this stuff, I don't blame the Patriots. I mean, in other words, I don't want them bending over backwards and catering to a needy superstar, even one as great as Tom Brady. I've mentioned this a million times, but I just want to repeat it here because I've seen it happen to teams where they make the quarterback bigger than the team. That happened to Favre. This has happened to Aaron Rodgers. It happened to Marino. It's been Peyton Manning's thing from time to time. And I don't think it works at the highest level. I mean, you're going to win a lot of games with those guys because they're great players, and they're good for the occasional championship. But in terms of sustained success that we're talking about here, it can't be about the players or any one player, even if it's the quarterback. And if you start, changing your system or your values or anything like that to appease one guy, even as someone as great as Tom Brady, I think you're asking for trouble. And so I don't blame the Patriots for not bending over backwards and scratching this itch that Brady feels to me like he's looking for here. So there's our thoughts on that. You can update and refresh your Brady thoughts. That's on the table. The Todd McShay, Jared Stidham thing. Again, Todd McShay says Stidham, not the guy this year. So then who is? Veteran or the draft? Plus, we revisited and we reintroduced the Felger and Maz Big Board. We're starting early this year. Okay, we're going to spend an extra week on the Big Board, take our time going through all the positions. Today, we threw for guards. We'll reset who the Big Board hit at the guard position for New England. And just to get you back in the mood, not everybody's a big fan. Because not everyone's a big fan of the Felger and Maz Big Board, because what it really is a mockery of people who put too much stock and spend too much time in the pre-draft analysis. That's what the whole thing was, what the whole thing was about. Is that you're just as likely to hit on who they're going to pick by chucking markers at a draft magazine as you are going down through all the scouting reports and the film and all this nonsense. So those people who do that, they're offended, Maz. They're threatened. They're threatened by the Felger and Maz Big Board.
They should be.
Okay? You'll hear
the best.
You'll hear the best example of that coming back then, I promise, right to your calls.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
help me God if someone off that stupid draft board gets hit with this next pick. So help me God.
N'Keal Harry?
Oh, N'Keal Harry.
With the 32nd pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select N'Keal Harry.
Jojuan Williams from Vanderbilt.
I think it's Jawan.
And with the 45th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the champs select Jawan Williams.
Yeah, suck it, Jones.
I hate this night. I hate the Jawan Williams pick. I hate that they're trading out again. That stupid draft board. I hate this night. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. I hate it, Arkan.
That's right, Jones. It's back. Suck it. This is just the kind of guy. He's a college sports dork. He's a college football dork. Fantasy dork. That's why he thinks running backs matter. It's this guy. And he's the guy Jones is because he watches all this stuff. Oh, my God. He watches so much of it. He knows, you know, he knows who the third round guards are. Never mind the first guard off the board. He knows who should be going in the third, fourth round.
No. He thinks he knows.
Thank you. Excellent point. He thinks he knows. So he's this guy that watches college football, goes over all the scouting reports, you know, puts stock in the mock drafts and all of this, and then the Felger-Maz big board comes along, and some 8-year-old chucks a marker at a draft magazine, and the next thing you know, we're going to tell you who they're going to draft. So he's the exact guy who's threatened. But that did happen earlier here at home. My daughter chucked some markers. We have three guard prospects on the board. Ben Bredesen, did we ever figure out how to pronounce that name?
No. Bredesen?
It's more fun if we don't.
Yeah, right.
Ben Bredesen is a guard from Michigan. That's on the board. Solomon Kinley is a guard out of Georgia. He's on the board. And then I think he's either fourth or fifth in line to the British throne. Name's Calvin Throckmorton. He's a...
That's right. I can play left guard, right guard, center, and make a mean kidney pie.
Of the Kensington Throckmortons.
6'5", 310-pound waistbender, which is still my favorite scouting report that we've read so far this year. He's a, according to my Athon draft guide, Throckmorton is a waistbender who overachieved at the collegiate level, but will likely be exposed much more often in the NFL. A waistbender. You don't want a waistbender, I'll tell you that much. So those are our three guard prospects. Put them on the board. We'll do tackles tomorrow from Maz's house. What do you got in line for us, Maz? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I'm still working on the particulars of it. I do have a dartboard in the basement, but unfortunately my broadcast, what's the right word, technology doesn't extend down to the basement. So I'm either going to bring the dartboard up here or I'm going to put everything on a poster board and fire away up here in my office.
There you go. All right. So we'll do tackles tomorrow. In the meantime, as promised, right back to your wonderful telephone calls. Mike in Nashua. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, so try this on for size. Belichick builds the team around the defense and the running game, right? He needs a quarterback to manage it, make a big throw when he has to. There's a quarterback available who won two Super Bowls with a team with a good defense and a solid running game. He got forced into retirement. He also has a track record of mentoring a young guy, and by all accounts, he was a great teammate to this Jones kid. So you coax Eli out of retirement, have him carry the ball, you know, and I think they could go a long way with him. I think, and particularly if they give him some pass protection.
Okay, Mike, I'll stop you, but Big Jim Murray, your thoughts?
And people need to get out of their houses, like, and to get some air. It's finally a nice day. I know you can't be around people, but, like, go take deep breaths outside next to no one else so you can get some oxygen to your brain because it's clearly not working. He's done. He's done. No one wants Eli here for what he did to the team. And I know I'm a baby fan for saying that, but F Eli Manning for the two Super Bowls he won against the Patriots. That's besides the point. He's cooked. He's done. It's over for Eli. He's gotten worse these last 3 years. He retired for a reason.
I like the idea, though.
Me too. Would you rather Brian Hoyer or Eli Manning, Murray?
Hoyer.
Oh, God.
Oh, Murray, my
please.
God. Seriously.
Oh, that's why, to spite you both. That's why. Hoyer.
Come on, Murray.
Yep. Eli's done. He's done.
So
it's
Hoyer.
Over.
Josh and Haverhill. Hi, Josh. You're up next.
Hey, Felgy. What up, baby? Thanks for giving us a platform to get our minds off things. You know, Patriots comment and a random question. The Patriots comment is, you know, we can't start Sidham. He's definitely not ready. I'd much rather take one of these retreads like Newton, Winston, or Dalton. And then the random question for you guys is, what skill do you wish you had, like playing the guitar, piano, stand-up comedian?
Well, that's sort of a gender-free Friday kind of question. But I don't know. You want to answer it, Maz?
Well, I mean, I thought, you know, if we're getting really out there, I would love to be able to fly. But that's an beyond that, I would say that, you know, playing the piano or the guitar would be up there on my list, believe it or not.
Guitar. Murray?
The ability to sleep on planes.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a good one.
Okay, he says Stidham's definitely not ready. How does he know?
He doesn't.
If the team tells me that, fine. Okay, you know, but we have no idea. And I'm just trying to parse through the reports because the team has, I think, have been pretty adamant telling the local guys, it's Stidham, it's Stidham, it's Stidham, it's Stidham. But Todd McShay is tapped, you know, and he talks to multiple people in the organization. I don't dispute that. I think he's talking to multiple people in the organization, and they're saying Stidham's not ready. So someone's being spun, Maz. Someone's being tweaked, and I'm interested to figure out who that is.
So, look, I think as it pertains to Stidham, I think there is a good chance here the Patriots are actually telling the truth. And I go back to, again, Greg Bedard reporting or telling us at the end of the season that the Patriots thought that Stidham was on a similar trajectory to Jimmy Garoppolo. And Garoppolo was not ready to play until the beginning of year three. And so if that's the case, then Stidham is a year away. And if that's true, I think that obviously they got to find a way to plug that gap and get from now until the start of 2021. And that's a lot of games to play, potentially.
Here's our buddy Tom and Quincy. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I got to tell you, with no sports going on right now and you guys have to extend out the big board talk, this is fantastic. I got like 2.5 weeks of this. This is great. Because honestly, you guys reading the blurbs of the players underneath with the terminology, I've done to wet my pants with the waist bender and the heavy-handed, fat, clumsy.
The guy had heavy hands. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm dying laughing. But you guys do pretty well with it overall, which is pretty good that you mocked the hell out of the whole thing. But you've nailed a couple. You guys are, if I remember correctly, which I like to think I do, I see you guys picked Garoppolo.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you pick the fat kid from Georgia, too?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Isaiah Wynn, you picked him, too, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
That's not bad. Like, that's pretty good, even if you never hit, and you hit on the Joe who wanted Joe or whatever, Mike, you couldn't nail that name. But, no, so I'm very entertained, and I really need that at this point in my life right now with everything that's going on. So I appreciate the two weeks of the big board. It's going to be fun stuff. That's all
Thank
I know.
You. Thanks, Tommy. And Boston, rest assured, we're here for you. The big board is here to guide you through these times.
Yep, and I would like to point out to Tom and Quincy and others like him that I actually threw the marker for Jimmy Garoppolo. I just want that on the record because if we are going to throw the markers at quarterbacks this year, and we are, I can assure you that if the Patriots do draft a quarterback, that we here on the Felger and Maz program will have it before anyone else.
We will continue with your thoughts. There's a couple open lines if you want to grab them. 617-779-0985. The return of sports and developments on that front over the weekend. We'll reset that again with your calls. No commercials here. Just a quick update from Murray, and we're right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.